As you listen to God's servant Tayo Ladajo, may the vision of the finish and of God's high calling for the church be further increased in your heart to inspire accurate lifestyle and orchestrate the outbreak of the Spirit of God in the earth. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
The most potent forces of darkness, amen, that we must contend with in battle, those are the enemies at the gate. Witches and wizards are CC spirits. They're the cheapest. Amen. They're the cheapest to confront and overcome. As a matter of fact, you're not supposed to waste your energy and your time over them. You're supposed to know your right and take your stand. Amen. These enemies are the complications of human nature. They are the dysfunctionality of human nature. These enemies are the issues of the heart. The enemies of the cross. Those are the enemies at the gate. Greed, covetousness, envy, deception. You remember the other time we talked about the issues of the heart. And the Bible says that the voice of the Lord that proceeds in the wilderness. He said, for the glory, then the glory of God will be revealed, and all flesh shall see. The earth will be reclaimed. Amen. And the kingdom of God will govern over the forces of iniquity. Righteousness will prevail against iniquity. But for that to happen, we must respond to the proclamation, to the emphasis and declaration of the cry of the Spirit. The Bible says, what's that voice saying? Praise God. Every mountain and every hill must be lifted up. Every mountain must be demolished. The hills, the rough places, the crooked places, the valleys. And the other time we talked about the fact that mountains are referring to pride and arrogance of human nature. Hills are referring to manipulation and control. Valleys speak of fear, timidity. Valleys speaks of unbelief, doubt. Amen. Then we talked about crooked places. Crooked places speak of hypocrisy, deception. We also talk about rough places. Rough places speak of bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness. These are the complications of human nature. The truth is that when we give our life to Christ, our spirit has been recreated. Is that right? That means you do not have not a single bit of sin in your human spirit. Amen. That system called sin has been totally annulled. It's been completely broken over your spirit. The only thing you have in your spirit is light, is righteousness. The only thing you have is your spirit. The only content of your spirit is eternal life. Amen. But the soul isn't so. The soul still got a lot of stuff. The fabric with which the soul is made up of is still the sin nature. So therefore, each and every one of us still have these elements in certain measures. But one or two, a few of these things could be major complications in our individual life. And as long as they exist, especially now, it becomes a problem. If any of these becomes a stronghold, then there's a problem. With the stronghold of the enemy existing within the camp of the Lord, we cannot possess the land. So what we need to deal with are the enemies within. These are the enemies within. We need to deal with the enemies within in our lives. Not the enemies without. The enemies within. Maybe it's envy. You need to deal with that. Covetousness. We need to deal with that. Fear. We need to deal with that. Those are the enemies at the gate. As long as they are there, the accuser of brethren will have things against us. And when the accuser of brethren has things against us, we cannot possess the land. These enemies must be displaced from the gate. Amen. The enemies within. Sometimes there are negative attitudes of the heart. Slothfulness. Lethargy. Praise God. Sometimes being laid back becomes a major problem. Frivolity. When we're given to pleasure, it becomes a pleasure. It becomes a problem. Praise God. Negative attitude of the heart. As the Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 11, do not be slothful in business. But what? Fervent in the spirit. It takes fervency in the spirit to possess the land. If you are slothful, you will not possess the land. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, the Bible says, God has not given to us the spirit of cowardice. Amen. But He's given us the spirit of power. That's what we must develop in our heart. The spirit of power, the spirit of might. If God says it, it can be done. Amen. The spirit of love. No matter what anyone does against you, the only thing you hold any man is love. So God hasn't given us a spirit of cowardice, but rather He's given us the spirit of power, of love, and of wise discretion. Amen. Those are the elements we must develop within us. Those are the elements we must develop within us. We must develop within us. We must deal with the enemies within. Fear is a deadly spirit. Unbelief. You know, they appear harmless. Anything that will cast aspersion on the credibility of God, God doesn't take it lightly. The gates of accomplishment, the gates to the land will be shut against you. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this timely word of the Lord.